Hi, Karen. Thanks for sending over your picture of the Dalmatian. Dad and I are here to give you a bit of feedback and tips. Specifically, you ask about recommending a background. Should we start with that, Dad, first? What would your advice be here on Karen's Dalmatian on the background?
Well, the background would be, first of all, I would put a coat of light grey all over it. And it's the light grey that you've been using. I imagine it's either 230 or 270. I'm not sure which one you've been using, whichever you have used on it. I'd use that for the back. You put it on the whole area of the background. You've probably seen me do this before anyway, and that would help a great deal. The other thing I would suggest, just before you do that, though, I would cut the top of the picture off a little bit. You could mask it off. Just put a bit of masking tape across it. See what I mean? You've got too much above the head. That needs to come down by at least, I was thinking about halfway, but not quite halfway. Oh, good old Steve, you can do that. Go on, mate. Can you reduce it down a little bit more?
I mean, it doesn't help Karen because unless I show her what you're...
Oh, right. Okay, well, that's it. That's just perfect. Yeah, what you've got
I'll
is perfect.
I'll crop that and send
Sorry,
it to you, Karen.
I'll
send it to her, don't worry.
No, but it's very important because you'll see a big difference. And also, it won't be quite so much background for you to do. So that's going to help you. Anyway, once that's done and you've got the background with the 230 or 270, depending which you're using, and I'm assuming you're using Faber-Castell. If you're not, it would just be a suitable grey, light grey. And then follow the instructions I give for the black and white spaniel on the Memders site. You can check out this. It's on the intermediate section of the Memders site. And you should be able to find it. When you find that, use the same colours because they'll work really, really well with this.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Were there any other areas that you said, Dad, that you little pointers
yes.
that you had?
There's a couple of things that would improve it. If you look at your ear, if we're looking at your picture and it's the ear on the left-hand side, if you look at that and then you look at the head, you'll see what you've done, you've carried the head right up to the edge of the ear. That doesn't happen on the picture. If you look at the picture, you can see just a little V of green where the grass is showing. Now, that's quite a lot of area that you've covered up. How do you get out of it? Well, what I would do with that is... It's no point putting the light grey in there because that's not going to show up. I would use a darker colour. One of the colours that I've recommended for the background, I think it probably was 233. Put that on top of the white. Don't try rubbing it out because you'll have a bit of a problem if you do that. So use the 233 or 273, depending which one it is, and put that V in as though you're... drawing the grass that you can see through your original photograph. That will cut down the side of the face, which is elongated, to be honest. It looks a bit odd, but it won't do if you do what I say. The other point is you've got an area there that you've got a line running along the left-hand side of that. And it's a very hard line.
Left of the nose, isn't it?
It's the left, yes. It runs from the nose to the marking. Get rid of it altogether. Take it out. You should be able to do this okay. I probably would recommend here you do try to erase it because if you try to go over that with white, it's going to show through. I don't usually like to erase on pastel matte paper, but in this case...
Could you use a putty rubber to lift some of it up? No,
it won't work. It's too light. Because of the nature of the pastel mat, you've got to really put a bit of welly in it, a bit of pressure on it to get rid of it. It will come out. If you've got one of our double-ended razors, if you've got one of them, use the hard end of it to remove it. If you haven't, you have to do your best you can, but it's got to come out. You can't leave it there. it's just detracting from the face. If you look at the picture, you can't see it. It's not there. So you've put it in thinking that you should have done, but you shouldn't have done. So that's got to come out. If that comes out and you pay attention to that other area that I mentioned, between the ear and the head, it'll make a big difference. On the other side, you've actually done that on the other side. But I've got to say, even on the other side, there's probably less background showing through than there is on the animal. So that's somewhere else you could look at. You could make that just a little, the head just a little wider, if you see what I mean.
Okay.
Small things like this make a big difference.
Yeah. I'm seeing the areas you're saying. These little adjustments make a big difference. Good. Okay. Well, thanks, Dad.
It's all right. I think once Karen makes those adjustments, it might be nice to her to bring Dad to see it and what she's done.
Yeah, absolutely, Karen. Yeah, if you do make these adjustments, then send it back over to us. We'd love to see it. And I hope that's helped. As I say, do let us know how you go on. Go on, Dad.
There is one other thing that I'm sorry to go on about it, but it does make a difference. You see where you've finished the animal, which I think I totally agree with. That's absolutely right, what you've done. Except if you look at the right-hand side on the bottom of the animal, okay, where you've curved that animal in just a bit too much. If you look at the original, you'll see it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
So you need to bring that a little better. It can't be. You've swung it in.
I see.
It doesn't happen like that.
I see.
So I would pay attention to that as well. It's easily altered.
Yeah.
It's got to be a bit straighter, and don't curve it in at the bottom so much.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, Karen, well, there's a bonus tip for you. Thanks, Dad. That's a good observation.
Sorry.
And thanks, Karen. And do let us know how it goes. Bye for now.